Aleichem's sweetest friend, this shir should be the Ilui Nishmas Elisha Chanina ben Harav Aaron Avram. And we're going to be learning B'siyata Dishmaya, the Ein Haya on Maseches Brachos, starting with Osiyat Beis from Rabbi Rochana Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi, Borei Ma Ben Doros HaRishon, Doros HaChron, Doros HaRishon. Look at them, seeing the later generations, the earlier generations. Doros HaRishon, Mechnitza Perusim, Derech Traksum, Kadei L'Chai B'Maiser. The earlier generations would bring their Perus, Derech Traksum, via the Shari HaChotzer, the Bais. They'd go in the straight way by the gate, the door, and this way they'd be Chayiv and Meiser, the Doros Achronim, Machnisus Per Sim, Derech Gagus, Derech Hatzeres, Derech Karpifus. They would bring in their Meiser via their Peres, their fruits, via the roofs, via the Hatzeres, Karpifus, the large open areas, Kedei Lefatron Mena Meiser, in order to patter them from Meiser, because Rabbi Yanai says that Tevel is only Mischayiv be Meiser. Why? When? When it sees Roa Pinei Abayis, it has to go straight through in the house. And it has to go Pesach Knesa V'Yetzia via the regular opening, and not via the roofs, etc. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Afilu Chotzer Kovas." They each bring a pasuk. Rabbi Yanai's pasuk is Biyarti Hakodesh Ben Abayis. Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk is Vachul B'Sharecha, on your gates. Mashma, even if you bring it into the Chotzer, the Saveh when you're satiated. So we're going to do the first shtickle on the sugya Yud Beis, Os Yud Beis in the Sefer. Says the Rav and the Gemara that look at the difference between the earlier generations, the later generations, earlier generations would bring in their fruits. Derech Traksimon, Kedei L'Chayiv B'Maaser, and the later generations would bring Derech Kako, Gagus, Chatzeros, and Karpifos. Says the Rav, Havdel, Sheyesh Bein Hamakir Erech HaMitzvot V'Tachlitan HaNizgava, V'Chafetz Ben Be'emet, U'Vein Misha Avodato, U'Rak Mitzvot Anashim Melumada. Huchan Liyot Yotzei Alapol Ba'Harbe Mitzvot Min HaTorah. The difference between somebody who recognizes the value of the mitzvahs and their sublime purpose and his desire for them in truth, and somebody who is just doing things by rote and pasuk in Yeshaya Chavtes Yud Gimel is expressed in many of the mitzvahs of the Torah Shenimsu Bem Drachim Apidin Torah Lafkia Chiyuv Atmeatzma, because we find many drachim based on Din Torah to remove the chiyuv from self. In other words, how do you know if a person loves mitzvahs, is passionate about mitzvahs, or just does mitzvahs by rote? And the answer, of course, is you see if they can get out of it. If a guy tries to get out of the mitzvahs he can get out of doing, so then you see he really isn't into it in the first place. And if you see that he doesn't, then he is into it. Omnam rak bazet hivadash lemut haoved me'ava biyot le'el yadol leftor atzmo biyotom makir derech ha'mitzvah v'kedushato nechnas letchayev ba. You know the shleimus of the person who's serving Hashem out of love when he has in the power of his hand to absolve himself from the obligation to fulfill the mitzvah, and because he appreciates the value of the mitzvah and the holiness, he comes in to be mischayev, to be obligated in this mitzvah. Alkein b'mitzvot ha'masrot shehi mitzvah reshit ha'mechazeket et kol osher ha'klal kulo. In the mitzvah of Maisris, which is the first mitzvah, the primary mitzvah, that's mechazek the entire klal. Why? Be'yotah lebrit, because it is an expression of the covenant bein hamiyuchadim la'avodat Hashem shevet ha'levi uvein kol ha'am kulo da'aga chochma elohit biyoter shetiyah na'aseit al pi ruach nediva hamakeret et erkah ha'gadol. So this is a mitzvah that really expresses all the mitzvahs, because it's about the entire klal, it's about all of klal Yisrael, because we have this bris between us and Shevet Levi that we're going to support them, and they're going to learn Torah, and everybody's happy. So therefore the godly wisdom was took care that it should be done with a generous spirit that recognizes its great value. Al pi ruach nediva hamakeret et erkah ha'gadol. Aken and therefore there's a way to get out of doing it, to avoid it, to skirt it, by bringing in your fruits by the roofs and chatzeres and karpifos. So the Rav Kook here is answering Akasha in this Gemara. The Gemara says that there's a way to absolve yourself from doing the mitzvah. So why don't we have that for all the mitzvahs? Why don't we have that from all the mitzvahs? There's a way to get out of putting on tefillin, and there's a way to get out of learning Torah, and there's a way to get out of davening shachris. Why dafka this mitzvah? And the answer is, because this mitzvah God wants us to do, because we really want to do it. Because this mitzvah is so fundamental, it's so central, because it represents the covenant between us and Shevet Levi. And therefore the Rabbanu Shalom says, listen guys, you can get out of it. And the fact that you can get out of it if you don't, shows that you really want to do it, and I want you to really want to do it, because this mitzvah is all about the covenant between you and Shevet Levi. God wants us to feel the mitzvah, to do it out of a generous heart. That with this, the tachlis of the mitzvah will be actualized to be mashlim the entire klal, as is the will of Hashem. So, we wanted to know why this mitzvah dafka you can get out of doing, and what's the significance of the fact that you can avoid the mitzvah. And the answer is that this mitzvah specifically, since it's representative of the bris between us and Shevet Levi, which is really the entire klal, because Shevet Levi learns for us and we support him, and that's the relationship that we have, this, you know, where everybody is doing their job to ensure that the world is a ruchni world. So Hashem wants us to do it with a generous spirit, and by giving us an opportunity, a means to get out of doing the mitzvah. So what Hashem is doing is allowing us to show our generous spirit. By doing it, even though we don't necessarily have to, because we have a way of getting out of it. Osiyat Gimel, Dam Rabbi Yana, Eina Tevim Tchev B'Maser, Ad Shireh Pnei Abayit. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu Chatzer Kovas. So what's the Shorash of this Machlokes? When is Tevim Tchev B'Maser? Is it Roh Pnei Abayis, or is it the Chatzer? תעודת המעשר היא בייחוד לרומם את האדם ממצבו הפרטי הגשמי המוגבר, בתייחדות קנייניו ותשוקותיו, אל מצבו הכללי הרוחני שמתעלה להוקיר את ערך הכלל כולו שהוא חפץ השם בעולמו. The purpose of Meiser is particularly to exalt, to elevate the spirit of man from his personal gashmiistic situation that is limited to him connecting to his kinyanim and his tshukas, to the matzava klaliya ruchani, to the general klal that is elevated to value the klal. In other words, what does Meiser do? Meiser says, listen, I have my home, I have my car, I have my garden, I have my stuff. This is mine. And I'm feeling very, very strong about my kinyanim. I like my money. And what does Meiser says? No. It's not only about you. Remember that. Rule for life, friends. It's not only about us. It's about us. Meaning, it's not only about the individual, but rather, it's about the entire klal, the entire tzibor. And that's what Meiser tells you. Meiser says, take your money and worry about the community a little bit. It's not just about you. Ve'aroshim she'et yachadut oseh lenatek et ha'adam she'et yachadut oseh לנתק את האדם מרגשותיו העדינים להרגיש את נפש הכלל כולו יעשה באופנים שניים. There are two ways that a person detaches himself from his own feelings to feel the klal. Number one, ההתייחדות בציור ורעיון, the uniting with the klal in his world of idea and vision, picture. Number two, v'tiyachadut b'fo'al, and practice uniting with everybody. In other words, there's the idea, there's the philosophy of connecting to the klal, and then there's connecting to the klal b'fo'al. Hatziyul yiyachdeu b'kinyanim miyuchadim. Alfapi sheyitein shem sham makom v'yad gam lezulato. Aval tavua bo hatziyul shehu ha'yisod v'amerkaz, v'acherim harabim ketfelim lo. וזה יתחיל בדרך בליטה בחצר, החצר יש בה יד ורבים נכנסים ויוצאים, אבל רשות היחיד עליה רשימה בחוזקה. נגד הגירעון הזה, שהכרח החיים החומרים מביא על קדושת רוח האדם, תמות קדושת המעשרות לקריאת שם, שהוא מצווה בפני עצמה לבד נתינתה. So what happens? When you're in the world of Tziyur, when you're in the world of Ra'ayon, so we have to make this picture of this place where it's yours, it belongs to the Yachid, but other people can also walk there. Where do we find that? We find that in the Chatzar. Chatzar, many people go in and out, but it's still a Rishus HaYachid. So a Chatzar is like a combination between what belongs to the public and what belongs to the individual. And therefore, what do we say? We say the chatzer is koveh for meiser. In other words, in that place that you feel that, yeah, other people are here, but it's really mine. So there we say that place, when it goes into the chatzer, it is nikba lemeiser. And the Rav says that there is a kedushas hameiseris of kriyas shem, that you call it, that you set aside, and you say, this is going to be meiser. The abayit miuchad before abayit is about practice, so that's rayon. The rayon is that in the chatzer, you have this idea of, on one hand, it belongs to everybody, on the other hand, it's a rishus hayachid, belongs only to the individual. And there, since we're in the world of rayon, that's keneged kriyas shem, which is the rayon of now I'm going to, even though this is my own rishut hapratit, this is my own personal territory, I'm going to be korei shem. I'm going to give this meiser its name. I'm going to set it aside as meiser, and now it's going to be chayv in meisers, which means that I care about the community as well. So in this place of me being very selfish and self-centered, so here I'm trying to be korei shem, and I have this idea that this belongs to the klal. So that's before even the mitzvah of giving. So that's in the world of hityachadut, that we become close to others, b'tziur v'rayon. And then you have weiter, the inyan of the bayis, the bayis miuchad b'foal, shamu amakom miuchad leske ayachid she'en lezulato b'foal bo knisa rechava klal. Kan tarshima et yachadut b'foal et peulata al ha'adam. Ve'amasrot she'em mechuvanim la'daga klalit aruchanit yoru mishpitach al Yaakov b'toch atchad l'Yisrael, he omedet negdal romema el teudata klalit. על כן, נוכח הקדושה וקריאת שם החצר קובעת, ונגד חיוב נתינתה בפועל, אין הטבע מתחייב מעשר עד שירי פני הבית. So the second level, says the Rav, is the bias. The bias is in the world of befoal, of practically showing that you are part of the greater community. This is where it's your own private property. Nobody's allowed to go in at all. So here, you see befoal, the pool of a person. As when you're dealing with a courtyard is yours in the ra'ayon, only in the world of idea, because lemaisa befoal, lots of people are walking in the courtyard. But when you talk about a bias, nobody's going into your bias. Bias is much harder to get into somebody's bias than into their chatzer. So bias is the place that, practically speaking, is really your rishus hayachid. And therefore, bias is keneged the actual giving, the mitzvah of nesinas hamaiser. Just like bias is befoal, in practice, it is your own rishus hayochid. So too, bias is keneged mitzvah nesinas maiser, which is the mitzvah befoal of giving maisers. That's all in the world of bias. And what's maisers all about? Maisers are about the daga klalit haruchanit, yoru mishpatech le'akov v'toratcha li'Yisrael. They're supposed to teach us. So they're supposed to elevate the entire community. So, now we understand the two dayas. We have one day that the chatzer is koveh le'maiser, and we have another day that the bayis is koveh le'maiser. And of course, elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. Both are expressing true ideas. The idea that the chatzer is kovas is because a chatzar is in the world of ra'ayon, that you're showing in the world of ra'ayon that you want to be part of the community, because in the world of ra'ayon this is a rishus hayachid, even though b'fo'al it's not, because lots of people are walking there, but in ra'ayon, strictly, formally speaking, it's rishus hayachid, and therefore, keneged that, you have the mitzvah of kriyas shem, which is a special mitzvah, which is in the rayon. This is going to be given to the kohen, and then you and the levi, and then in addition, you have the bayis, which is befoal, in practice, is rishus hayachid. Nobody else is going there besides you, you and your family, and there, that's keneged the mitzvah of actually giving the maestros befoal. So in these two rishuyos hayachid, you are showing that you are really connected to the klal, that it's not just about me, the individual, but rather the good of the entire community, and particularly Shevet Levi, whose job is Yoru Mishpatech LeYaakov V'Sayroscha LeYisrael. Their job is to teach Torah to the Jewish people, and therefore we have both opinions: either the Chatzur is Kovei for Meiser, or the Bayis, the Chatzur, connected the idea of a Yachid being part of the klal. That's the world of the idea, because before lots of people are walking there, and the bias is the place of before when it's yours, it's a rishus yachid, and nevertheless, you are sharing your fruits with the kohen. The bias is koveya for maestros. That is a just brilliant, scintillating, illuminating analysis of this Gemara, and it's a schus that I'm able to learn with you. And we should be zochataka lumodu lamid lishmolasos, betamid leskorva lishkoach. Shesof davar hakol nishma et Elokim yira ve'et mitzvotav shmor ki ze kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.